But also there is a real weakness in the fact that the president, Hillary Clinton, the Democrats, the left, have not been willing to address the question and the reality of radical Islamic terrorism. And until they do, they have not only a political problem, but also a problem with the truth. Because what we are seeing is radical Islamic terrorism. It is about a part of Islam. Barney Frank yesterday finally said, the former gay congressman from Massachusetts said, there is an Islamic element here.
Who's a Democrat.
Right. Yes, the overwhelming majority of Muslims don't do this, but there is clearly, sadly, an element in the interpretation of Islam that has some currency, some interpretation in the Middle East that can encourages killing people in the name of Islam. And we've got to face that, and the president ought to be saying that. And I think he's playing to Donald Trump by not doing it. And top of which, if American Muslims themselves, who oppose and hate terrorism, don't start getting into the streets and expressing their feelings about this, Donald Trump could lead to a kind of anti-Muslim pogrom in this country. There is an incumbency on Muslims
Carl,
in this country.
What do you think? Because we hear moderate Muslims all the time after these. They denounce
all the time.
Yes, you want them to have a rally and come out in the street?
I think there's got to be a lot more than just after
fair.
An incident hearing from Islamic leaders. I think Barney Frank
fair.
Also addressed it yesterday. It doesn't mean...
Hold on,
Van. Ahead. But we all do respect.
No, I want to, Van, hold on. I want you to finish.
I think that it is incumbent, as it would be on Christians, if the Ku Klux Klan was still running around and hanging people in the name of Christianity and hanging black people and saying that they're Christians, I would expect Christians to come out into the streets and say, the hell with this.
Okay, stop.